A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God,' he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the people to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.' But Peter said to him, 'Explain the parable to us.' And he said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Stephen Corretto, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Boca Raton, Florida.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father who created us, God the Son who redeemed us and saves us from our sin, and God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us and keeps us in the one true faith into life everlasting. Matthew chapter 15 brings many words to mind, but it brings a scripture to mind that and some songs to mind that we have right in front of us of being able to say, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." It is in that Old Testament commandment, it is in those Old Testament words that our text comes pretty true today, that God is at the heart of the matter of claiming and purchasing and owning our hearts, and that is the important things that we see today. We can grapple with so many things in our world of being able to prioritize. We are able to put so many things in line and above, frankly, the heart of the matter of being able to worship the Lord with our heart, soul, and mind. And so many things can come into that place. So many traditions can come into that place in the church. So much finances can come into that way of in business. So much, frankly, relationships can come into that place in our families, in our friends. But the Lord asks us today, he says, "We pray that these people honor me with their lips, that their heart is for me," if we can switch this around a little bit, "that we do not worship him in vain, but that we teach as the Lord teaches and not as man teaches." As we would see in the letters that Paul has as well, of being able to talk to some of the different teachings that were out there about how dangerous those are when we have the teachings of man and where are those going to take us, where we know that the words of eternal life, talking from the Lord, we know where that takes us, into the heavenly paradise with God himself. And so we are loving, we are giving, and we are worshiping first and foremost the heart, and that's what we speak. We are worshiping from the heart, we are loving from the heart and giving from the heart. And let us not have tradition come in the way, let us not have finances, let's not have relationships muddy that up, but let us not defile ourselves with the things of this world, but let us have an understanding that the God of all gods, that the King of all kings, that the Lord of all lords has given us a clean, contrite heart. and to be able to worship him in all truth and purity around his word and sacraments. So let us not have anything come into the way. Let us not be defiled by any of the things of our nature, of the sin, but let us look to Jesus Christ, the one who has claimed us, the one who has purchased us, the one who has cleaned our hearts of all sin and impurity, and given us a heart of worship and of love and of giving. Help us to do that, dear Lord. I pray this in your name. Amen.
We thank Pastor Stephen Corretto for today's meditation on God's Word.